בוקר טוב, שבוע טוב, יום שני בשבת קודש. פרשת בהר בחוקותיי. So we are continuing, we're almost done. Continuing with Kohelet, פרק יוד, פסוק חט. So now he's giving some מוסר to the רשעים. He says, before you do an עבירה, remember, חופר גומס, בו ייפול. גומס over here is another, it's another kind of form of the word גומה. מה זה גומה? It's like a ditch. If you dig a ditch, you're going to fall in there. Uforetz gader yishchenu nachash. It's another very famous phrase from Kohelet. He says that if you breach a fence, that's a reference, like Sheikh Kadosh says, to the drabanan. Anytime there's a gzera drabanan, what were they trying to do? Make a fence to prevent you from falling into the pit of the din Torah. You breach a fence, you're going to get bitten by a snake. Maze says Rashi HaKadosh, Mita Bideh Shamayim. Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. We know the famous Gemara Masechet Brachot. Kol Ha'Ovir An Dibrei Chachamim, Chayav Mita. Some people, Hashem Erachim, they look at Doraita, they still have some fear from it. The Rabbanan, a person has to be even more careful and more scared of. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the keys to the Torah in the hands of the Chachamim. So basically what he's saying over here is if you make the bed, you can sleep in it. Tet Masia Avanim Ye Asev Bahim, which means if a person carries stones, you will, that's carries or quarries, right? You kind of quarry stones out of a mountain and then you carry them, it's going to make you tired. Yeah? Based on what a person does, if you do Averot, you're gonna get messed up by them. Bokeya Aitzim Isachin Bam. If a person chops wood, it's going to warm him. That's a reference to the mitzvot. It's firewood. Fire warms a person. When a person does mitzvot, it warms him from within and gives him sachar ba'olam hazeh ba'olam haba. Says the next pasuk. Im keha barzel vehu lo fanim kilkal. If the iron gets dull, which means the sharpness, it's no longer as sharp, and it's not so shiny. V'chayalim yegabir, right? And then you rev up the soldiers in war to win the victory. V'itron hachshir chofma, which means that, for instance, even if your weapons, what he's trying to say is, when you go out to war, there are two ways to win the war. Either your weapons, you have an arsenal that's excellent, that's one way. But what happens if you don't have your weapons are, your swords are dull and whatever, you don't have such good weapons? Another way to win the war, says Shlomo HaMelech, is the Chokhmah. Make all sorts of strategies and plans or whatever, ambushes, you can win the war that way. So he says, the Torah is the same way. Tzaddik, how can you win the war against the Yetzirah? Either you have tremendous weapons, or if not, you have to be chacham to wage war against the Yetzer Hara.
Strengthening the warriors means to use strategy?
Yeah. Yeah. You can kind of, you know, before you get out to a war, it's like a game. What do you do before the war? The coach gives a talk, you know, like a, what do you call this?
A pep talk.
He says, go and win. He gives them chizuk, and they go out. Oh. Same thing with the general before he goes out to war. Gives them chizuk. Says, listen, what's the point of a general? He says, listen, you go from here, go from there. He gives them all sorts of strategies. Tachbulot, and then you can win the war like that. So, says Pasuk Yud Aleph. Im yishoch an-nachash belo lachash. When a snake bites, it's because the snake wasn't charmed. You know, there's certain, they have like snake charmers. You know what that is? Like sometimes when there's a snake, you see it like in old things. You know, like Arabs, they do it. He plays a flute, and you can kind of control the snake. It's a pasuk. By the way, it's an isur d'oraita to do that. You know, that's called chover chaver.
Really, that's what it was.
Yeah, when you charm or control animals or snakes or whatever.
It actually works, so you can charm them.
Apparently, yeah. I don't know if it's magical or whatever, but you know, it's an isur Torah. So when a snake bites, it's as a result of not being charmed. Ve'in yitron leba'al lashon, which means Rashi HaKadosh says, lechaver ha'rasha she'er agil nachasho belo lachash. כך אם בני עיריך נכשלים ביסורים מחמת שאין חכם דורש להם ומלמדם את חוקי התורה, אין יתרון לו בשתיקותו ולא ישתכר. Which means don't think, this is a big thing, Mikey, תקשיב. If there's a חכם in the city, the רשעים, like snakes, in order to prevent them from biting, which means from doing their עבירות, every city almost has a חכם, has a חכם בן תורה. A snake charmer, what can he do? He controls them. The chacham sometimes can get up there. You give musar, you give a little, you give it a Torah, and by doing that, you can curb the averot. Sometimes he thinks to himself, you know, I'm not going to be held responsible. I didn't do anything. But just like the snake charmer, if the snake bites, who's the first person they hold responsible?
Charmer.
Say, how come you didn't control it? They ask, nechon, the rishayim are going to be held accountable for the actions. Zeh bevadai. Aval ma? Chacham ben Torah. That's why it's so important. Larbitz Torah. Always to, you shouldn't think to yourself, well, you know, at least I'm not part of them. Of course, that's a tremendous thing that you're not part of them. But die. The Gemara says that if there three things make a Kadosh Baruch Hu very happy, the Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Chet, and one of them, if you have a bachur ba'ir velo chote, if you have an unmarried young man in a city and he doesn't sin, makes a Kadosh Baruch Hu very happy. But if you have the opportunity to teach, give divrei chizuk. Sometimes people think, who am I? They're not going to listen to me. Who cares what I have to say? It's not the way to look at it. You know? Moshe Rabbeinu said the same thing in the beginning. Right? Who am I? You know, don't send me. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, hello. Don't belittle yourself. Look at, you know, you have to realize who you are. Shmuel HaNavi told Shaul HaMelech the same thing. He says, when he gave him Musar for keeping alive the animals and the king of Amalek, so Shmuel HaNavi said, why'd you do it? So what was Shaul's excuse? He said, why? Because the nation told me, they told me. Says, hello, in katan ata be'enecha, rosh alfei Yisrael ata. Said, don't belittle yourself. You have to remember who you are and what you represent. You're the king. Every person can't belittle himself. It's chayav, ben adam, chayav me'od. To sit down, everybody, there's something that's called the sphere of influence. Everybody has a different sphere of influence. Some people that you can, and you know, the people that I can reach, you can't reach, and the people that you can reach, I can't reach. You know what a Venn diagram is?
Yeah.
It's like two circles that interlock, they overlap each other. That's Amisen is one big Venn diagram. That's the way it works. Everybody, our spheres of influence have to overlap so that we can reach all the different people. You have to teach them. Yamot HaMashiach Hashem. There's not a lot of time left. All the simanim are here. Shemirachim. This is what the Torah says. This week's parasha, very, very, very scary parasha with the tochachot. Tzara rodefet tzara. One tragedy after another. Bar minan. Shemirachim yatzim. So, you have to tell people, you know, obviously we don't believe in, you know, scare tactics. That doesn't last. There's a lot of people who try to scare people into submission, you know, fire and brimstone. Usually that, maybe it works a little bit, and for a little while, that usually doesn't work. You have to teach them how? Just teach Torah. The beauty of the Torah, ma'or shebo mechzira namuta. You teach them Torah, it rubs off. Derechad archinoam, mechamotayah shalom. And they realize that the Torah is a beautiful thing. Veshiv lev avot al banim, lev banim al avotam. You know, we live in a crazy generation. And almost every generation, until this one, from Briyat HaOlam, when children went off the derech, who had to chase them to bring them back?
Parents.
The parents had to chase the children if, chas v'shalom, they went off to bring them back. In this generation, sometimes it's the reverse. In this generation, sometimes the children have to chase the parents to bring them back. Say, Abba, ima, lama kacha. And slowly but surely, you know, how many times it starts like that. Kids, they send them to yeshiva, Hashem Yisrael. The parents who send their kids to yeshiva have a tremendous zechut. The zechut gedola meod. And then they come back from yeshiva, and they say, listen, you know, Abba, ima, I love you, but I can't eat this, I can't eat that. Right, and what's the, what do you mean, I'm not kosher, right? You were inside me, you heard that? You came from me. Am I not going to eat my food? No, ima, I love you. Kacha bederke noam. And then slowly but surely they change. Why? Because they see the light of the Torah, they see the beauty of the Torah, and people come back. That's the way to do it. Not to scare people into oblivion. Scare tactics is lo bishvinem. So,
yeah.
Now he says like this. Says the next pasuk, mamash, exactly what I just said. Divrei fi chacham chen. You see this as a an acronym sometimes in the postgame. Dalet fe chet chet. You ever see that? Dalet fe chet dalet fe chet chet. That's this pasuk. Divrei fi chacham chen. Yeah, the words of a chacham are charming. When a chacham speaks, chacham is chacham Torah. But when you speak to people, people are wow. When he opens his mouth, poteach piv, and everybody listens. They like to hear. V'siftot kesil tevaleinu, and the lips of the fool will swallow him, which means he's going to dig his own grave. That's a reference to whom? That's a person who tries to coerce his friend. You know, that's called a mesit. What's the punishment of mesit umediyah? The Torah speaks about going to trying to coerce a person into avodah zara. Ooh, chayav mita, no adim, no atra. Right? It's a very big avira. So the same thing over here. Bil'am, Rashi HaKadosh says it's a reference to Bil'am. What did he tell Balak? He says, you know what? We're trying to get Amisan, we're trying to get them. Finally, he says the only thing that's... And even the Umot HaOlam, post-Mabul, even the Goyim were a little bit more careful with Arayot because they realized that the Mabul came to the world as a result of Arayot. And now Bil'am said, let's get Am Yisrael specifically through Arayot. When a person coerces his friend to do bad, it's the worst thing ever. That's Chaverosh of Bil'am Rasha, he's going to bury himself. So, עוד פסוק אחד, תחילת דברי פיו שכלות, ואחרית פיו הוללות רעה. By a fool, first thing he speaks is foolishness. Yeah, which means, Rashi still says it's a reference to Bil'am. In the beginning, Hashem came to the Navi and says, מי האנשים האלה עמך? Right, who are these people? And what should he have said? Hashem, you know. He says, no, but Kadosh Baruch Hu kind of tripped him up. He says, no, yeah, you see, they came to call me. Yeah, so, and that ended up getting him. And he says, v'acharit piu hollelut ra'a. At the end, he didn't know what to do anymore with Am Yisrael. And therefore, that's how he came up with this plan. He devised this diabolical plan to get Am Yisrael to sin. And that ended up, you know, digging his grave. Tov. Not so tov. Continue tomorrow. Yes, sir.